This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
School's out for most people, but that doesn't mean educational opportunities are over until August. It just means there are a wide variety of subjects to learn about in a wide array of classrooms. If you're interested in beer making, the Fayetteville Public Library is sponsoring a beer making workshop Saturday afternoon at 2 as part of its Explore Your Senses adult learning series. Bruce McCain from Home Brewery will lead the workshop, and the session at the library is free. Then the class will walk a couple of blocks to West Mountain Brewery to taste a cloned sample of the beer discussed in the forum. No pre-registration is required and the workshop is free. However, there is a cost associated with the tasting at West Mountain.
Hobbs State Park will give you a chance to learn about snorkeling and bats in two different classes this weekend. The snorkeling class will be in Beaver Lake Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3. Registration fee $6. Participants get to keep the snorkel but have to return the mask. The snorkeling takes place in a secluded spot on the lake. Prepayment and a reservation required for Saturday's class. You can call 789-5000 for information. Participants 18 and younger must be accompanied by an adult.
The bat encounter at Hobbs is Sunday at 2 p.m. The executive director of the Organization for Bat Conservation will be on hand. He's given similar demonstrations on Ellen, The Today Show, and Late Night with Conan O'Brien. He'll talk about the benefits of bats and introduce you to a big brown bat and let you hear its high-pitched echolocation through a bat detector. You'll also meet a flying fox bat from Malaysia with a 6-foot wingspan. The session is free and open to the public, and more information can be found at the website friendsofhobbs.com.
I'm just curious. I know you don't like snakes, don't like to be around them.
Sure.
Do you have an opinion about bats?
They're fine.
Okay. Just curious. If you want to learn about that thing that lets you learn, your brain, you can go to Orchards Park in Bentonville Saturday afternoon from 1:30 until 3:30 for a Brain Ninja Games event. Organizers promise an entertaining and low-pressure event that includes healthy food and information about the capabilities of the brain, plus cognitive competition. For more information or to register, 715-6870.
Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale will welcome kids from 11 to 14 to the museum for their history camp later this month. The theme is 1900s Arkansas. The camp begins June 25th, and if you want more information, you can call 750-8165 or visit shilohmuseum.org.
Speaking of history, next month you can find out about the longest continuous mail route in the U.S. in the 19th century. The Drennan Scott Historic Site in Van Buren will host the talk as part of the Crawford County Chronicles series at the house. This takes place July 6th. That day there will be two sessions, one at 1:30, another at 3. To make a reservation, call the Drennan Scott House in Van Buren at 262-2750.
Another educational chance this summer is in a conventional classroom setting. An intensive biblical Hebrew class will be offered at the University of Arkansas beginning June 30th. It's the first time in about 15 years such a class will be taught on the UA campus. The course will include relatively new findings about the subtleties of the language included in the Hebrew. The classes will be taught by Jacob Adler, a professor of philosophy who previously taught Hebrew at the Reconstructionist Rabbinical College. The classes will be taught inside Old Main on weekday afternoons. For more information, you can call Jacob at 200-1397.
And if you want to learn more about the new scripts included in the Arkansas New Play Festival in Fayetteville, you can join me at the Fayetteville Public Library tomorrow night at 6. I'll be moderating a conversation about the work, Just Like Us, by playwright Karen Zacharias. And she'll be with me to talk about her play about four Latina girls whose immigration status begins to erode their opportunities. The play is based on the book of the same name by Helen Thorpe. The performance of the script Friday night at Nadine Baum Studios. Our free conversation at the library is tomorrow night at 6. For more information about the Arkansas New Play Festival, you can go to Theater 2. That's the number 2.org.